This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations on the Genesis Communications Network. Oh, by the way, we also broadcast on selected Salem Media Group stations out there across the country in some of the largest markets. And we appreciate them. We're also broadcasting on many of the local stations, prominent local stations around the country as well. And we appreciate all of you listening to us that way. And don't forget, we're streaming live on the internet by going through our syndicator, GCNlive.com. And all those affiliates we have, just about every one of them has got internet themselves. And they're broadcasting and we're being heard that way too, all around the world. And, of course, on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, and, of course, our Border Patrol and our security officers and U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are working on the Third Watch to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that is working right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail all over the country, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. We also want to say a thank you to all of them. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on at Captain's America on X. That's right. We're on X at Captain's America. And don't forget the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. For more information, and you can find out more about both of our contributors right here, who I'm about to introduce. First of all, here is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, back in for another hour. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we've got Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And don't forget his book he's written, Nullification. And we'll have a few of them with us again tomorrow at the gun show in Sarasota, Robarts Arena. So good morning to you, Frank. Yep, beautiful day in the neighborhood. Let me see what the temperature is now. It's 74 degrees. Now, that's the coolest we've had in probably 2 months.
We're getting to the point where we might be able to see some temperatures that don't leave blisters on your skin. So
and burn the paws.
Looking forward to that.
And burn the paws of your best friend when you take them out for a walk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic
for which it stands,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it. We certainly hope you get it. Well, you know, President Biden met with Benjamin Netanyahu for the first time in 9 months. He kind of gave him the cold shoulder and blew him off a little bit, made him wait, which is a typical Joe Biden ploy if he doesn't really like you all that much. But Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't quite play ball the way that Biden does, so thank God for that, right?
Yeah, and, you know, when you're when the president is in the middle of his morning oatmeal, you can't rush him. You know, so he got with Benjamin Netanyahu after that, after wiping his chin and cleaning the bib off and all that stuff. But all kidding aside, he went into lecture Benjamin Netanyahu about their prosecutorial and judicial system over there, which I found to be so incredibly hypocritical, seeing as how he has weaponized the DOJ and the FBI and has an attorney general that is literally a political animal rather than someone of the law. So, you know, the audacity of this guy is beyond anything that we've really ever seen. It's such a national embarrassment to have someone so obtuse and so unaware that people are onto him leading our nation. You know, it's if you voted for Joe Biden, you've got to be looking into the mirror and trying to figure out what you were thinking.
Yeah. By the way, George, the Godfather, saying good morning to us, and we appreciate you, George. And he's saying, by the way, guys, there still is no accountability for all the money we sent to Ukraine.
Yeah, and the guy's back asking for more. And we've got leaders in the Senate. There's a picture of McConnell and Schumer, you know, walking with him, smiling. They're lobbying for more money to go to Ukraine. I don't, you know, I have nothing against Ukraine or the Ukrainian people, and I hope they win. But until they show us how they're spending the money, not another dime. Not another dime. I could see giving equipment and humanitarian aid, but the blank checks, they have to stop. Until there's accountability about where our money's going, when you've got New York and Chicago ordering tents for illegal immigrants because there's so many coming over the border, maybe Washington's leadership needs to start looking at home instead of abroad.
Okay, hold that thought, my friends, and we'll be right back with more here, ladies and gentlemen, on the Captain's America Third Watch with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And don't forget his book, Nullification. I will have that book with me tomorrow in Sarasota, Robarts Arena.
This is Frank Silvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the band, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. We'll be right back to Frank and Kyle after I tell you this portion of the program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and we're talking about the Moss Nissan dealerships right now. They're the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. It all started right there, where active duty military, veterans, and first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, or police officers, and church pastors too, all get a great deal afforded to you. Now, you can remember that they give you Moss Care that has free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle, whether it's brand new or certified pre-owned. And you find out all about that by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Now, you can check out their dealerships, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Yep, there's one of each, Nissan and Acura, right there, Florida Avenue in Tampa. And, of course, the all-new, brand-new, where I'll be probably in 2 or 3 weeks or thereabouts, up in Brooksville, Florida. I'll be up there for the Moss Nissan Brooksville store, which is on the west side of Orlando, or west side of Brooksville. And you folks in Orlando, it's not that hard to get there either. It's not that hard to get there. You might want to consider that. And they're right there, bumped up against the Suncoast Parkway on State Route 50, not U.S. 50, State Route 50 in Brooksville. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door for you even more so. All right, let's go back first to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's go down here to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and the book, Nullification. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
And we've got a caller on the line. It's none other than Backgammon Bob. What's up?
Yes, I wanted to ask Frank on this nullification thing,
mm-hmm.
as far as it relates to the border. Now, I saw on the news where the Border Patrol was actually cutting the wire so that the illegals could come
They've
under.
They've been ordered to do that by the federal government and Mayorkas. Yes, you betcha.
Yes. Yeah, so what I'm wondering is this. Couldn't these border states band together and say, we're going to nullify these marshals and stuff out of here? I think it's time for desperate measures and just form. They all have National Guard and stuff, and just start enforcing the border right there and just throw them right back into Mexico or detain them into camps and stuff and not let them. Anyway, so can nullification be used in that aspect? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, let me point out a fact that was introduced last night to the news family, and that was that Texas was sending more National Guardsmen to the border.
Yeah, and to answer Bob's question, absolutely. The federal government is charged with dealing with immigration as it pertains to citizenship. It's supposed to expand to the protection of the border, but they've abdicated that responsibility.
Yep.
So if Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, and I know that's wishful thinking, were to say, you know what, you're not doing your job, so we are not recognizing your authority. We are nullifying your authority about enforcing the border because you're failing. And we are going to take it upon ourselves. The other thing that they could do is they could nullify all of the restrictions that the federal government has put on the states to deal with this. So, yeah, they can do this. I keep saying this, and I've said this like for as long as we've been talking, man. Mm-hmm. 50 separate states with 50 separate constitutions.
Yep.
And if the federal government is not going to satisfy its requirement to act per the Constitution, then it falls upon the state government to pick up that mantle. So in Texas, absolutely. And I know for a fact that the ranchers on the border in Texas, if Governor Abbott were to ask them to cede some easement on the southern side of their property,
mm-hmm.
so that they could put up their wall, put up a moat, do whatever they wanted to secure the border, they would gladly give it.
Mm.
So, you know, this is, to understand what's happening at the border, you know, you've got mayors in Chicago and New York screaming that it's unfair that the immigrants are being shipped up there. Well, this is what Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and Southern California deal with every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, to answer Bob's question, you bet. They can nullify the federal lack of authority and lack of action, and they can go ahead and impose their border security by themselves.
All right, let me go back up here and pick up another caller. Let's see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, Captain Anthony from Tampa.
Hi, Anthony.
Good. Follow-up comments that have taken over several cities. You know, it comes to the point that even these cities' mayors in the left, blue states, don't seem to listen to the common sense citizens. I guess it's going to be the backlash from the do-nothing but leech off the government, disgruntled anti-American people in those cities who are also starting to make noise about the illegals moving in on their benefits. Now when they feel the pinch of how they have to be sharing the benefits that the government's putting out with the illegals, then they start making noise. Maybe that's what the left and this administration needs to hear, is from their own leftist voters bellyaching about illegals taking over their cities, and taking away their earned benefits. I think that's going to make the difference. Hopefully, it will. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Anthony. What do you think, Frank?
Yeah, it's a big point. As soon as these tent cities, which I want to point this out, when you talk about tent cities, you're talking about like Palestinian things.
Yeah.
The gangs are going to take these things over almost immediately once they're erected. And they're going to become nucleus centers for that kind of activity. So when you've got people whose benefits need to be cut or can't be advanced, the people who are feeding from the government trough, as it were, when their benefits start getting cut because we have to care for the people who are here illegally, there will be some griping, and that is going to cause some conflict between those occupants of the tent cities and the citizens that are on the government dole.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this administration, they're going to be tone deaf to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if Republicans were smart, they would start opening up dialogues with those trough feeding citizens and say, this is what happens when you vote for the policies that you vote for, and start picking off the people who are closer to the center, so that we do have a 20 to 25 to 30 point victory margin in the federal elections.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me run something by Kyle here. Kyle, George just put in the chat room, he said Biden is supposed to be a union man. However, he's giving 500,000 work permits to illegals. Well, to my union friends that are listening to this, how does that make you feel?
Well, right. I mean, I don't know if that's designed to get them into some kind of union job per se, but
no.
But yeah, he doesn't seem to be, you know, in fact, the striking workers, I think, are not happy with the Biden administration, really, in any way, shape, or form at this point. They don't even want them there to try to help with the negotiations.
Right. Frank, what do you think?
Well, he's certainly procreating with the pooch on this UAW strike. You know, he ran on being a union guy, and so far the unions are not happy with him all the way around since the beginning of his tenure.
Mm-hmm.
So his actions with the illegals and trying to get them work permits to give competition to the people who are on strike, and I don't agree with the strike because I don't believe that 40% raise over 4 years is something that is required at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can't bring people in and either suck off the government dole and drive up the deficit or steal jobs from Americans. Republicans have been saying that for a while in more eloquent terms.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what's happening here. He's pitting people who are not citizens of the United States against blue-collar workers.
Mm-hmm.
And how they can still run on the idea that they are a blue-collar political party is beyond me.
Okay, Mr. Frank, here comes the music. We'll talk to you again on Monday morning. We'll wait and see what the Talking Heads had to say on Sunday. And then we'll see how we fire our cannons on Monday. All righty. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, and the book Nullification. I'll have some of those books with me tomorrow. Okay, everybody, hold on. Kyle, you too. We'll be right back. We're going to talk to Guy Lamakis from the Two Guys Gun Show about tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is claiming, with video evidence, the Biden administration sent Border Patrol agents to Texas and cut open the border that Abbott secured to stop illegal immigrants from infiltrating his state. The Biden administration's open border policy has allowed illegal immigrants to cross into America in the millions since taking office January 20th, 2021. Governor Abbott on Fox News last night.
By us building our own border wall, by us putting up these razor wire barriers and not allowing people to pass, by deploying the National Guard to make sure that we repel migrants who are trying to get into the country. And what do we have? We have Joe Biden interfering with my efforts to secure the actual border. I've never seen someone like that obstruct a governor who actually is trying to limit illegal immigration into our country.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. And this weekend in Sarasota, come on out to the Two Guys Gun Show, which will be at the Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairgrounds, right there off Fruitville. And I'll tell you this much, it's a family-friendly event, and it's always a lot of fun when you can bring the kids there and there's something there for them to see that fits them like a glove, and they can get an education, too, from some really savvy people that will give them the right answers instead of the wrong answers about firearms and the proper use and whatnot. And, you know, Guy Lamakis and company have the Two Guys Gun Show. You can go to their website, twoguysshows.com. And this weekend, all weekend long, they'll have a special. AR is only $4.99, and pump shotguns $199. And joining us right now, we have got Guy Lamakis from Two Guys Gun Shows. And good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know, it's always a privilege to have you on the program. You are so well versed in what's going on and what the people, their pulse is for what's happening. And what I like about what you do, you and your wife and your crew you got there, is it's always a very personable event, and you're very friendly with everybody, and you know, everybody has a good time. I've seen so many people come and go through the doors that they're always very happy, and they're walking around, shaking hands, doing whatever. Even the dealers are friendly.
Oh, yeah. Well, we like to keep it that way because, you know, if you're going to be working for a living, you might as well have fun while you do it.
Sure. And you've been doing this for a while. And, of course, I like the fact that you've made a few changes along the way. But every time you made a change, it seems to have been for the better.
Well, I'm glad to say that's the case. You know, not everything we do is going to work out exactly the way we want to. But again, you know, if you do things based on, let's let's try and make it more fun. Let's keep people coming back. It works out for everybody.
Well, it's an interesting political climate in which we live, and of course, I got my compadre Kyle Warren on the line here from California. Kyle, you had a question you wanted to ask Guy. Go right ahead.
Yes, good morning, Guy. Talking off the break, and we were thinking about the state of affairs, especially in places like California. I believe they're trying to either curtail heavily or get rid of gun shows altogether, I think, in this state.
Yes, I've been hearing all kinds of things about that, and apparently there's three or four states that are trying to do that. But the interesting thing about that is I've been doing the gun shows since 2001, you know, my own gun shows, since 2001. And there's been at least over that time frame, there's probably been five or six times where there were big political pushes to end the gun shows. But, you know, California is a different sort of place, but the rest of the country, I don't think the rest of the country supports that sort of deal.
Well, I have just one other quick question. That is, you know, for people that are listening and they say to themselves, you know, I don't have a gun. I don't really know a lot about guns, but I hear about this gun show. Gun shows are also great places for novices to come out and people who want to learn more about it. And they're probably going to find a lot of great people who are going to tell them everything they need to know and help them out. Wouldn't that be correct?
So totally correct. The best thing about the gun shows that I've always liked over the years is that in one building you have dealer after dealer after dealer. And, you know, we are competitors, so we're all trying to get that customer's business. But at the same time, most of the people that are in the gun business are there because they want to be. They like it. And there is nothing more satisfying than to talk to somebody who's not versed on guns and they're not into the gun business. Nothing makes you feel better than to help somebody learn about the guns and help them find the one that's right for them.
Indeed.
All right. Well, Guy, Robarts Arena, Sarasota Fairgrounds is where you'll be Saturday from 9 to 5. And then from 9 to 2, you'll be back the same place. Now, are they still doing the concealed carry permit class?
Yes. Yeah, we have a Saturday permit class at 2 p.m. and Sunday at 12:30.
Would you prefer they call you for that to set up an appointment?
Oh, no, there's absolutely no reason. If somebody decides they want to take the class, all they have to do is come to the show, and we'll point them to where to sign up, and it's very easy. We have all the room in the world. A very large classroom, so we can handle this however many people want to take the class. Very easy.
Okay, and I can tell you folks that there'll be a very large display of you name it, and if it's outdoor related, indoor related, it's not just about guns. There's knives there, a large selection of knives, swords, collectors' mm-hmm. items, a lot of collectors' guns that are there. The black powder weapons, I've seen those in there and others, right?
Oh, there's all kinds of things. The best thing about going to the gun shows is you never know exactly what you're going to find over there, because people do bring stuff home from the back of the closet that hasn't seen the light of day in decades.
Yeah, and somebody was selling the emergency food one of the shows. I forget which one. It might have been up in Largo. But they had the mm-hmm. buckets of the food they were selling.
You'll see that all the time. You know, people laugh. Actually, they used to laugh at us a lot at the gun shows, saying, oh, you guys are crazy. Why do you worry about survival food? We're never going to have to survive. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, funny thing, when you have no power at the house, those things come in mighty handy, don't they?
Yeah, for a week. That's very that's very common here in Florida for a week, you know. And they were out there again.
Sad to say it is.
Yeah, and they were out there after the storm, after Ian. They were out there, and this time here, after this other one we had go through, which was kind of a big rainmaker, they were out there replacing the poles again, because when it gets soft, the wooden poles bend over a little bit, and they got to go out there, and they can't just straighten them up. It doesn't work that way. They have to replace them, and they're replacing them with concrete poles now.
In a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. replace them with concrete and replace them with the big heavy metal poles. So that's what they're doing. Now, you also have the Largo Event Center. People can go come over there, and you have a gun store that's there. What, you're open 3 days a week? Is that right?
Yep, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. We're right over at the Largo Event Center. And, you know, we have our guns, our ammo, our accessories, holsters, all the different kinds of things in there. And not only do we have what we have in stock, but we can order whatever somebody might want.
And they can come and say hi to George.
George is there with smiles.
All right. And George will be there tomorrow with your crew at working your tables, and you'll be there. Your wife will be there. And it's a great family affair, and that's what we like to see is families working together towards the same goal. So I look forward to seeing you and always seeing the people. It's always a great thing to be able to run into the people that call you on the phone and whatnot. They come up and go, hey, I call you. My name's Fred or whatever. And I know you get the same thing when you're there, right?
All day long.
All right, so it's twoguysshows.com, ladies and gentlemen, twoguysshows.com. And you buy a ticket, and the ticket's good for 2 days, right, sir?
Absolutely. If you come on over on Saturday, please do feel free to come back on Sunday. No charge. Whenever you buy a ticket for us, it's for the whole weekend.
There you go. And that's something that the other people don't do. We know that because anybody that's been to one of those other shows knows what I'm talking about. But anyway, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, Guy Lamacos. And, Guy, we appreciate you and look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the invite, and we'll see you over there.
All right, very good. Okay, that's twoguysshows.com, everybody. Guy Lamacos, and, of course, Guy Lamacos runs that with his wife, and they have the Largo Event Center, too, that they use. And, Kyle, I know if you were here, you'd be there.
I would definitely be there, and so it sounds like a great time. And again, you know, you can come on out and find out about these different things, because a lot of people out there, Captain, of course, they're seeing what's happening around in our society, and they want to be able to protect themselves at the very least.
Well, that's part of what's going on there. That's why I emphasize the concealed carry course is there. And if you want to do it right and conceal your carry a weapon with you and whatnot, you get the permit. And away you go, and there's the right training that's there, and you'll be able to get continued training even. Some of these people are actually gun trainers. They do that, and it's all good. I mean, there's nothing, you know, some people will try to tear this apart, but it's all good. There are some really good people out there helping good people. And here comes the music. So, Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Yep, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland, coming right up. Going to talk about, a couple things there. Gator football this weekend, of course, and the Buccaneers Monday night. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a whole bunch more on Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody. And this portion of the program, the final segment, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are the oldest sponsor we've had to the show down there in Sarasota. And you know, when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters, they are the best to call, the best one for service or for parts or for cleaning or whatever. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop on in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. Schedule an appointment or stop on by. Take a look at what they've got. They got a nice showroom there. Got some nice stuff to look at, whether it's blinds, whether it's shades, whether it's shutters, or some sort of decor for your home. Always very tasteful. And always very nice. So Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Stop by their store, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, or give them a call, 941-922-2345. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, is right here. Hello there, Mr. Quarterback.
Hey, good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and good morning, Cal Warren. Hope you gentlemen are doing fine on a Friday morning, getting ready for the weekend. Hope everybody else out there listening is doing well, too. And appreciate the audience and everybody listening, Captain. Always put on a great show, sir. Well, big game last night, San Francisco 49ers 30, New York Football Giants 12. It was 17-12 there in the third quarter. Looked like the Giants might give them a game, but the 49ers ran away with it. And, they're a heck of a team out west there. Al, I know you're more of a Charger fan. I wish they were still in San Diego. What's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, well, I think what they're sharing SoFi Stadium, and I have not been there. My daughter's actually was there, but she said it was really, really amazing, amazing stadium to go to. But yeah, the old days were back in the day, San Diego Chargers. Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, I was, you being a fan, like I have Mr. Herbert as my fantasy football quarterback for all the fantasy fans out there listening right now, so. You can appreciate that, and they can, too. We'll see what happens with Mr. Eckler this weekend. Hopefully he's not going to be too banged up and he can play and make a go of it. Some more football news. Cowboys announced Diggs. He's the cornerback. He's the brother of Stephon Diggs, the great wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills. He tore his ACL, and he'll be out for the rest of the year. Getting back to that Giant game yesterday, Mr. Saquon Barkley wasn't able to play as a high ankle sprain. He might be able to play Monday, not this Monday, but the following Monday. And we'll see what happens with him. Also, Mr. Joe Burrow, for all our friends up there in Ohio, captain of the Cincinnati Bengals, great quarterback. He aggravated his calf again. Not good. And he didn't practice on Thursday. This is going to be a lingering issue for him. It's going to be tough for the Bengals to really move forward and do well this year. So, for all the fans out there. And then let's get this up. Oh, go ahead, Cap.
They seem to be taking turns as to who has a year off year or for a non-year. You know what I mean?
Very good point, Cap.
All based on injuries.
And a lot more parity in, football than baseball. I kind of like that, though. I don't know what you guys think of that, but I think it's nice to have more teams involved and everybody have a chance.
That's me.
Well, a lot of people have said, Captain, when Cal, with baseball, the regular season doesn't mean as much because we have more playoff teams. And I see that point. I'm more of a playoff guy, games that matter. I wouldn't have any objection. I get both years of payment. Cal, please go first. If they lowered the season to 144 games and then expanded the playoffs a little bit more, would that be better or worse for the game of baseball, in your opinion?
Well, it'd make them more money, and it'd be better probably from that standpoint because they'd definitely charge more money to be in the playoffs.
Yep, good point. Cal, what's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, well, I think that, of course, once we get, it's kind of set who's going to the playoffs and who's really got a chance, there's always some games that are just like the final games to be played, just the regular season. And, of course, for the love of the game, you want to go see it. But as you mentioned, games maybe that don't matter, quote unquote, in the grand scheme of things. But you're right. Competition, when something's on the line, that's kind of when you start seeing some of these great plays made and surprises on the field.
Yeah. Well, last night the Orioles didn't beat the Cleveland Guardians, so that helped out the Rays. They're only one game and a half back, and we have eight games left for the Rays. If they could possibly go, six and two, get 100 victories, and hopefully the Orioles just end up going 5-4 the rest of the way, then you know what? We have a shot here to see what happens in the scheme of things, as you said. And that's really the only one up for grabs right now in the AL East. The Central's pretty well set with the Twins. They're not going to be caught. They're 8 games ahead with only 9 left. So that's not going to happen. Now, the AL West, which you're more of a fan of, Cal, you have the Astros. They're a half a game ahead of the Mariners and a half a game ahead of the Rangers. So that's going to come down to the final days. So that's exciting. American League's very exciting this year. A lot of teams surprised a lot of people. Nobody thought the Orioles would be in the position they are right now. So congratulations to them. They're going to go to the playoffs and see what happens. Everybody expected the Braves to do well, and they are in the NL. And the Brewers now have taken the Canadian lead over the Cubs. So they'll be in the playoffs winning that division. And then the Dodgers have a commanding lead over the Diamondbacks. But the wild card stuff will grab. You have the Diamondbacks and the Cubs and the Phillies. So we'll see how that all transpires. And we'll have some great college football this week, guys. You can have Notre Dame playing. That's going to be a very good game. A lot of ranked teams, Colorado and Oregon. That'll be at 3:30 tomorrow. Clemson and Florida State for all the people in Florida who love watching that game. That'll be exciting. Florida State's favored just by a couple. It's in Clemson. It's going to be a big game. Florida State's ranked 4, and Miami and the Florida Gators are both ranked in the top 25. That's the first time in a while that all three teams from Florida are ranked in the top 25.
How about UCF? UCF.
Yeah, they're doing good. They're right on the cusp of getting there in the top 25, Captain. They haven't lost a game yet. So, and the USF, you know, they were very competitive last week against Alabama. Hopefully they're turning that program around to do something in there well. So I can see my time's almost up. I want to just thank everybody for listening. If I can be of any help to anybody with their insurance needs, please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain to get a second set of eyes on your documents and see if you have the best available to you. More times than not, you don't. Say you have a ton of money, Captain can verify it. And in today's economy, it's very important. Why struggle when you can save money? So God bless the audience and you and the Captain, Kyle, and I wish everybody well this weekend. Be safe. And again, my phone number is 813-966-1052 if I can be of any assistance to anybody. Have a great day and weekend, gentlemen.
All righty. See you on Sunday. Have a great day. All right, that's Patrick Hyland, and Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. He's got a Facebook page. Go over there, The Sports Zone. Find out what he does on the Radidio on Sundays. Kyle, been another great week. We're going to have one more night to go here on the weekend edition, but for the shows that the stations that leave us Monday through Friday, we appreciate you being with us. Appreciate the new people who have been listening and chiming in this week and opining, and it's always a pleasure.
It really is, Captain, and it's great when we hear from new stations and new listeners picking us up on radio, but also picking us up on the podcast or going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com yep. website to listen to the program as well. So, yeah, welcome everybody.
Talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, thekylewarrenshow.com. By the way, folks, that low pressure off the southeastern U.S. coast is producing a large area of tropical storm force winds. It's going to be about a 60-mile-an-hour storm by the time it goes onshore, forecast to strengthen further before it reaches the coast of North Carolina early tomorrow morning. The tropical storm conditions are expected along portions of the southeastern and middle Atlantic U.S. coast. Within the tropical storm warning area, it's a big area. It goes all the way up to Long Island right now from North Carolina. And it'll continue to move along as there'll be a storm surge and a lot of rain and a little bit of wind to kind of move things along. Have yourself a great day. Remember, this show is all about we the people, and what we the people can do when we put our minds together to do it. Have yourself a great day. God bless America, everybody.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.